This week, PBS viewers will get an American introduction to three of the best-known voices in South Africa. The Bala brothers, Zwai, Luiso, and Pelo. Zwai Bala became the first black member of the Drakensberg Boys Choir. That was 6 years before apartheid ended. Before long, the brothers became national stars, performing R&B, Kwaito, gospel, opera. They sang in English, Afrikaans, and their native Xhosa. Now the Bala brothers are featured in a live performance that's broadcast on PBS stations and out on CD this week. The Bala brothers join us from the studios of the BBC in Johannesburg. Zwai Bala, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Luisa Bala, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And Pelo, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And first, how was my pronunciation?
Not too bad at all. We've heard much worse than that. Otherwise, that passes.
That passes. Good, thank you. There are a couple of traditional church hymns that are on the CD. Let's listen to a little bit of your rendition of Going Home.
Going home, going home, I'm a going home. Quiet like some still day, I'm just going home.
Boy, that's beautiful. And whose voice do we hear?
That's Loiso there.
Our voice sounds so much, like alike that at times we get confused at who's singing what.
Well, we get a little confused too, but it's wonderful. That's terrific. That's part of the special power too of brothers singing. As we noted, you broke the color barrier in the renowned Drakensberg Boys Choir of South Africa. You went first, Zwai, and you were 12 years old.
Yeah, absolutely. At the time. I didn't realize just how intense it was really going to be. But it's a funny thing in the sense that, I was young and the kids that I was amongst, all white, a lot of them gave me a lot of grief. And I think I came to work it out that, they don't know much. They just grew up being told that black is just wrong. Black is not good enough. Black is this and that, So, as they were discovering more and more things about me, they would have the odd cliches like, oh, wow. Your blood is red.
Oh, my word.
And also, coming from the Eastern Cape, which is the home of great political leaders in our country, by the time I was 10 years old, I knew a lot about the armed struggle of the ANC and the underground and the political aspects of the movement and what was going on in the country. So by the time I went there at 12, I knew so much. Much more than even these kids' parents did. So I was quite all right, and I stood it through, and I saw it through, and I'm happy that, I did do that. Because when my dad was on his deathbed, my very first year, my first term, in fact, I went back home and I said, no, I want to leave there. It's horrible. The boys are, they're horrible to me, and what. And my dad said, no, you've got to stay, because if you stay, then your brother can get to go there, and ultimately more black boys can get to go there. Now, if you look at the choir, about 50% of the school is black. So I guess it was a good decision to make at the time.
The Drakensberg Choir is featured in one of the most moving songs on this CD. Let's hear from Something Inside So Strong.
The higher you built your barrier, the taller I become. The further you take my rights away, the faster I will run. You can deny me, you can decide.
This is a famous anti-apartheid anthem.
Yeah.
You sang at Nelson Mandela's, at the concert in Cape Town after Nelson Mandela died. And what did that mean for you?
Well, for me, as the born free, they would call it. I think I had
for
it
the
easiest.
For you as the what?
Pelo.
This is Pelo.
Yes.
The born free.
Yeah.
You were the born free?
Yeah, the Born Free. Once everything was good, and I was like, okay, then I can come now.
Just bring me out now.
So, still, the effect the former president had will last for a very long time, because a lot of things became possible. Also for our group as well, to be able to sing for all sorts of people, different kinds of people that we never thought, probably our parents never thought we'd ever sing for. So, yeah, it was quite an honor to sing for his memorial.
We want to play an excerpt from another song, and despite my newfound fluency in Osa, perhaps I'll rely on you to help me pronounce the name of this wonderful song that begins with an M.
Masibuyelane.
That's it. Yes. So, well, let's hear a little bit, if we could, please. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Tell us about it, please.
Yeah, that's a song that Zwa and I wrote together. You know, we thought, okay, well, you know, it sounds like it should be an Italian song, but Xhosa, actually, if you take the clicks away, it probably sounds Italian too. So we can actually probably write beautiful classical Xhosa songs, and that's how the song was born.
You sing in Xhosa and in English, and also Afrikaans. Now, a lot of black South Africans rejected Afrikaans as the language of the oppressor. Why are you singing it now?
You cannot run away from it. It forms an integral part of our, not only of our history, but even our, like our society right now. Why we decided at one point to do an Afrikaans album was because when we were at the Drakensberg Boys Choir, there were only two languages spoken, which was English and Afrikaans. And in the mornings, as it was a Christian school, we used to have assembly and we used to sing hymns. So one day it would be English hymns, the next day it's Afrikaans hymns. But the Afrikaans hymns were so beautiful. And actually when we launched Bala Brothers, we seemed to attract a lot of the Afrikaans audience. So we thought, let's do an album that is entirely dedicated to the Afrikaans people.
You all, I gather, have pretty solid solo careers, right?
Yeah, no, we do. You know, Zwai started a group, and then after that, I sort of came in. So when we actually, fun enough, when we heard Pelo sing, Pelo, I think at the time was only 14, we didn't know that Pelo could sing at all, you know, and he actually had to do a demo tape for us.
You are brothers, aren't you?
And when we heard him sing, we're like, wow, you know, this could be something special. And so when we sang, you know, like we thought, okay, well, let's sing together. And this was during a tour that we were doing as the Bala family. Yeah. And the response that we got and just how wonderful it felt for us, we just knew that we were onto something special. Yeah, so here we are.
The Bala brothers, Zwai, Luiso, and Pelo Bala, their self-titled CD, is out this week. Gentlemen, just a pleasure speaking with you. Good luck.
Thank you so much. All the best to you too.